You're listening to It's Your Health Radio. And here's your host, Lisa Davis.
When you go into your bathroom and you open that cupboard or the cabinet above your mirror, there may be a lot of medicines lurking in there, but are they helpful or can they be harmful? Well, I'm so glad to have Michael Murray, ND, with us today. We're going to be talking about things that are in your medicine cabinet that you need to know more about. Dr. Murray, welcome to It's Your Health.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
So nice to have you on. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm a naturopathic doctor. I'm a graduate. I've served on the faculty and board of trustees of Bastyr University. One of the great myths out there is that natural medicines aren't scientific. The truth of the matter is, for most common health conditions, there's a stronger scientific rationale in the use of these natural approaches, diet changes, lifestyle modifications, and the proper use of dietary supplements than there are for many of the drugs that are in vogue. And we're learning more and more that many of these drugs simply suppress the symptoms, but actually either accelerate the disease process or really create new problems. So people should be looking to nature to find their answers to improve their health.
Well, let's talk about five today. First of all, we've got sleeping pills, and they.
Sleeping pills are bad news.
Yeah.
It's not just that they make us groggy and they interfere with our ability to function mentally. As well as have a long list of other side effects, some of the recent research shows that these drugs actually increase mortality. There have been 19 very large population-based studies now that have shown quite convincingly that when you take sleeping pills, you shorten your lifespan considerably. And the latest study looked at some of the newer drugs. We always knew there were problems with the older drugs like Valium. The newer drugs like Lunesta and Halcyon and Ambien, they're just as bad. In a study published by Dr. Daniel Kripke of the University of California, San Diego, they found that sleeping pills increased overall mortality considerably and increased the risk of developing any form of cancer by 35%. And that's association was found even if a person just took as few as 18 of these sleeping pills per year. So there's definitely a need to utilize safe and more effective, in my opinion, natural sleep aids.
Yeah, tell us about some of those safer natural sleep aids.
Well, you know, everyone's probably heard of melatonin. Melatonin seems to work just for people that are not secreting enough melatonin. So that usually comes into the elderly. There's other things like 5-HTP, valerian, L-theanine. But one of the big things that we've found that really impacts a person's sleep quality is their blood sugar control. And as everyone knows, diabetes is a major epidemic, but even prediabetes is an issue. These people are typically on what we call the blood sugar roller coaster. Their blood sugar levels are going up and down, not only throughout the day, but also at night. So what happens is when they are asleep, there's a rapid drop in their blood sugar level. This causes a release of cortisol and adrenaline. Those are hormones that wake you up. So that's why many people with insomnia, they wake up 2, 3, 4 hours after getting to sleep, and then they have a hard time getting back to sleep. So we found that stabilizing their blood sugar levels throughout the day is really a great way to improve their sleep quality. And the way that we accomplish that goal is have them eat a low glycemic load diet and then utilize a special dietary fiber matrix called PGX. And what PGX does is it basically stabilizes blood sugar levels within a very narrow range, and that allows people to sleep through the night. One of the first things that people experience when they're on this program, and usually we recommend this program for people that are trying to lose weight or trying to control their blood sugar levels, whether they have type 2 diabetes or whatever. And we found kind of serendipitously that they noticed a dramatic improvement in their sleep quality. So we started doing 24-hour blood sugar measurements where we could actually track a person's blood sugar levels continuously, and that's how we documented that it had PGX had this effect in stabilizing blood sugar levels as well as achieving some other benefits to help people lose weight.
That's so interesting. I hadn't heard about the blood sugar relationship to the sleep. Tell us, where do you get the PGX?
PGX is available at health food stores everywhere in America. It's one of the best-selling dietary fiber supplements.
And
it's available in capsules and granules that you can add to food or beverages, and it's available as part of a meal replacement formula.
Wow. All right, let's talk about headache. Headache drugs can cause headaches. Tell us about that.
isn't
that's not good.
Amazing. I mean, in one study, they looked at headache medications, and they found that when they weaned people off their medications, about 70 to 80% of these people stopped having their chronic daily headaches.
And,
they've known for quite some time that many people are sensitive to these headache medications, and most often these are just acting as biochemical band-aids. Some of the natural alternatives for a headache relief, well, sometimes these tension headaches are caused by structural misalignment, mechanical forces that are causing the muscles in the neck and head to constrict and pinch off blood vessels, and that's what's causing the headache. So massage, chiropractic care, other physical treatments can be very helpful in these types of headaches. As far as supplements go, the mineral magnesium has been shown to be very helpful, not only for these sort of tension headaches, but also in migraine headaches.
Mm.
So it's a very simple, inexpensive, natural approach to a headache relief.
Now, how much magnesium should people take, and what milligrams?
Somewhere between 150 to 250 milligrams three times a day, really kind of depending upon a person's size. So a smaller person, a child, or a small adult, you know, they're going to be around 150 milligrams three times a day. A larger person, more like 250 three times a day.
Okay. Now, what about osteoarthritis drugs leading to joint destruction?
Oh, my gosh. Osteoarthritis, first of all, is a condition characterized by degeneration of the cartilage. And when that happens, that buffer, that shock absorber, is gone. So you literally get bone rubbing on bone. That can be very painful. The drug approach is to simply take drugs that suppress pain or inflammation. So these drugs, they don't really improve the health of the joint. The way they work is by inhibiting enzymes that produce inflammatory compounds. Enzymes are molecules that either build other molecules or break them down. So the drugs work by blocking the formation of pain-causing and inflammatory-causing compounds. Well, they not only inhibit those enzymes, but they inhibit enzymes that build cartilage. So what you see in people that use non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen and aspirin and Celebrex and all these others, is you actually see greater joint destruction. So it's a completely irrational approach. A more rational approach to osteoarthritis is to give the body the tools it needs to build cartilage. And one of the most popular natural approaches to osteoarthritis is glucosamine sulfate. And this molecule is utilized by cartilage cells to assemble cartilage. So it makes a lot of sense, and studies have shown that glucosamine sulfate can be very effective in relieving pain and inflammation, but it's not acting as a pain reliever or an anti-inflammatory. It's acting as a true healer of that cartilage. So I think it's just a much more rational approach.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Now, this is interesting, too. Antacids harm your digestive system.
Oh, no question about it.
Mm.
Especially these higher-powered antacids like Prilosec and Nexium and Prevacid. These drugs are seriously overused. Many people that are actually taking them for digestive disturbances would be better served by actually taking hydrochloric acid or stomach acid to try and counteract low acid. So more people have low acid than too much acid. When you rely on these acid-blocking drugs, it just really, it's disrupting one of the key steps in the digestive process. So you suppress symptoms, but you actually end up blocking digestion. And these drugs are not only associated with increased risk for stomach cancer, but they're associated with several nutrient deficiencies, B12 and iron, for example, two of the most common nutrient deficiencies in North America. And they carry with them a very high risk for developing osteoporosis. They found that people that regularly use these drugs can increase their risk of developing osteoporosis by roughly 70%.
Oh, my.
And, you know, that's just silly to take a drug that's going to end up causing you more serious situations later on. So many of these antacid drugs are available over the counter as well as by prescription, and they're severely overused.
Oh, my God. This is really so eye-opening. I'm sure people have their mouths dropped open because this isn't, you know, something that you usually hear. So it's very important information.
No, I mean, you know, you watch TV and you think,
exactly.
think these drugs are just fantastic. But, you know, if people pay attention, even on those commercials,
oh my gosh.
Though they look great.
The side effects.
They have to list all the side effects. And sometimes most of the commercials listing all these side effects, even though they're saying them very, very fast.
They say them really quickly. But
yeah.
I catch them and I say, oh my gosh, that sounds worse than the original problem.
Yes.
All right. Antidepressants make you obese.
Isn't that something? Mm. You know, some people report gaining as many as 40 to 60 pounds or more in a very short time after starting these antidepressant drugs. And when these SSRI drugs like Prozac and Zoloft first started hitting the market, I started seeing this in my practice. And patients would come in because they wanted to get off these drugs because they just had gained so much weight. But it took the FDA almost 20 years before they recognized this association. And now it's well documented that these drugs can lead to significant weight gain. But, you know, beyond that, there's a lot of data now that questions their safety and efficacy. So I think it's better to try and utilize safe and effective natural approaches. And there's a lot that can be done with diet, lifestyle, and proper supplementation. They did a study where they just had people clean up their diet, basically get off of high sugary foods and food additives, and they found that produced better improvements in anxiety scores and mood scores than the drug approach. So sometimes it's just a matter of cleaning up the diet, changing the lifestyle a bit. And then as far as natural approaches, there are several natural approaches that have been shown in head-to-head comparison studies to work as good or better than the prescription antidepressant drugs, but without the side effects. St. John's wort is probably the most well-known. 900 milligrams to 1,800 milligrams per day has been shown to be very effective in improving mood scores. There's also the amino acid 5-HTP, which is a direct precursor to serotonin. Many of the drugs are trying to boost brain levels of this compound serotonin. Well, we can boost that naturally by taking 5-HTP. And then, again, head-to-head comparison studies, 5-HTP compares very favorably, fewer side effects and as good of results compared to standard antidepressant drugs. Typically with 5-HTP, the dosage is 50 to 100 milligrams three times a day.
Well, Dr. Murray, this information is incredible. I see that you're the author of more than 30 books, and you are really incredible. I mean, the amount of work that you do and the research, obviously. I'd love to have you back anytime. In the meantime, how do we learn more about you?
Well, probably the easiest thing for many people is to go to my website. It's drmurray.com, either drmurray.com or drmurray.com. And people can go to the website. They can sign up for my free email newsletter. It comes out every week, and it has lots of great information in it, very, very short, simple, fast facts newsletter. And if they sign up, they get a free PDF version of a book that I wrote called Stress, Anxiety, and Insomnia, What the Drug Companies Won't Tell You and Your Doctor Doesn't Know. And it talks about the problems with some of the drugs I talked about today, sleeping pills, antidepressant drugs, anti-anxiety drugs, and offers safe and effective alternatives through changes in the lifestyle, dietary changes, and, of course, the proper use of dietary and herbal supplements.
Oh, terrific. Dr. Murray, thank you so much for coming on It's Your Health. I look forward to having you back soon.
I hope so. I enjoyed it, of course.
Definitely.
And I look forward to developing a relationship with you and your listeners.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening. For more information, go to itsyourhealthnetwork.com.